Mother?
The boy's been sent to fetch the royal seal. And that can mean only one thing.
Agreement.
Well, this may be him. Ah, good boy. Here he is, Mother.
Bring him close to the window.
The better to see if you are lying, Samo.
Boleslav, leave this to me. Now, Samo, the only reason for my asking you questions is that you may help me to save Bohemia.
Yes, Majesty.
I don't think you're too young to understand that my own sad son, your king, has been misled by lies told to him by foreign priests. Now, their only aim is to lead us all in chains into their so-called holy empire. Now, Samo, what did the king, our Wenceslas, say to Henry of Germany?
He said so many things, ma'am, how can I remember them all?
Samo, did you hear either king speak of Bohemia and its protection?
Wenceslas only wants peace. He said so.
But did he say anything to the Saxon king about accepting the empire's protection?
Well, did he?
Oh, boy, it's a simple question.
Wenceslas is a good man, ma'am.
And Henry the Fowler is a bad man. Now, surely you could see that.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Samo, did Wenceslas say yes to Henry's offer of protection?
Yes, ma'am, but he...
So, my God, it's done.
And in agreeing, did Wenceslas talk of any conditions about tribute of goods, cattle?
Or men? Fighting men.
Fighting men? Oh!
What do you mean? Oh.
Well, only a few soldiers, mounted knights, Christian knights.
Christian knights.
What to do?
Stay here when his armies go.
Frankish soldiery on our soil. Why?
If you do not fully tell us the truth...
But I couldn't hear it all.
You could hear enough.
He must have given a reason to Wenceslas for leaving any soldiery here.
And some of the words I didn't understand.
You don't have to understand.
We shall understand.
He said the knights were to stop a castle revolution.
Oh, and let his lovely knights stay. For it will take all of the Imperial Army now to stop Croc and the barons and me.
Be quiet, fool. The seal must be set.
And there go our protectors. Samo, for being a better servant of Bohemia than my beloved fool of a brother, take this. It's my hunting dagger. Take it, I've others. Take it. Now go.
Samo.
Majesty.
Before supper, come back here. There is something I need you to do for me.
Majesty.
This is a day of shame for me, as a mother and as a Bohemian.
Now at last the issue's clear. Oh, need we be so solemn, Mama?
Tomorrow was his birthday. The day I gave him birth.
What's this? Samo. Samo, this won't do, hush now.
Oh,
surely don't want to shame yourself before the whole kitchen.
No.
Well, straighten up, boy. What's this dagger? God, boy, you haven't done something foolish, have you?
I want to go home. I just want to go home.
Oh, dear me. Listen, Samo, I want to go home too. My home's far away, beyond the western forest, in the hills where the Vultava rises. And I love it. When I first came here as my dear Machi's bride, I cried. Yes, I cried every day for a month. Even though I love Machi, even though Wenceslas was kindness itself... Homesickness is as natural a thing as seasickness is on the sea. Now, where'd you get this dagger?
Prince Boleslav gave it to me.
Why? Samo, what has Boleslav been saying to you?
I want to go home.
Now, just stop it, Samo. You're not a baby. You're royal page to the King of Bohemia. Take my handkerchief.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you should be. Now, stand up. Straighten your tabard. You're going to walk with me right through the great kitchen just as though nothing had happened. Then, in Matty's private chamber, you and I will write a letter home. A nice letter.
I can't write very much.
Then I'll write it for you. Now, follow me and no tearful nonsense. All right?
Castellan! Castellan!
Your Majesty, a moment, Baron Krog.
No.
Sire.
Castellan, this is Prince Vasily Voronov, who will be my knight commander, remaining in command of our Bohemian detachment.
Your Bohemian?
I mean the fighting men of the Imperial force whom I now leave with you on Bohemian soil. Prince Voronov, this is the King's Castellan Machi.
Welcome.
Allow the welcome to come from me. This is Baron Krog, who, in any emergency, has all the baronial levies brought under his command.
Your Majesty's servant, sir.
Baron?
Before your Majesty's departure, may Baron Krog and I see the Prince's knights and their men on their way to their encampment?
Certainly. The Prince Vasily himself will follow. He and I have to take our farewells. Vasily?
Sir.
Vasily, this Baron Krog, he is Drahomira's man, comes of her tribe, the heathen Lutices. He is not to be trusted. In any emergency, only obey orders from Wenceslas or from me.
From you, but Highness,
withdraw through the country, certain sick knights falling by the way will create a chain of mounted men as far as the border. Understand?
Understood. Is King Wenceslas informed of
this? No. This is a secret between myself and you and the Almighty. For when the blood flows and these baronial vultures tear at the king, we, the falcons, must be ready to fly. 100 hooded and ready mounted will be kept over the border.
Majesty, I understand.
But while here, do everything in your power to create, Christian friendship between your knights and these people. Machi, the Castellan, is to be trusted. Adieu.
Sire, adieu. And may God protect us. Though protect us.
Is being very kind to me.
Not unpleasant for me to write down. Thank you, Samuel.
And please, Uncle. Oh.
What's wrong?
My Uncle Yanni can't read.
Isn't there somebody who could...
Oh, Teta. Yes, she can read.
And who's Teta?
My cousin. Can I say something more?
Yes. In any case, you must finish it properly.
Please, Uncle Yanni, give my love to Teta. I so miss her.
Now.
Sorry.
Let's just say I so miss her company and all my friends of the forest, your affectionate nephew. Can you sign your name?
Oh, yes, Teta taught me.
The men now bringing the winter wood in can take you down to the ferryman. Your name here.
Yeah.
And Samo.
Yes, my lady.
All love for you isn't just down there in your old home. If you went from here now, I'd miss you. Now go.
Yes, my lady.
Oh, now steady, boy. Oh.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, don't make a habit of butting into me every time I open a door.
Sorry, Castellan Machi.
Oh, Machi, the child doesn't understand your fun.
Homesickness?
Yes, I think so.
What's this?
Oh, it's a letter home I wrote for the boy.
Don't spoil him. I must try what weeping can do for me.
Idiot. But, Machi, dearest, I think Boleslav's trying to make use of that boy.
For what purpose?
Spying on the king.
Oh, he's a good boy. Trustworthy. Isn't he?
I think so, but he's very frightened. In the letter here, he says to his uncle, but it's Prince Boleslav I'm scared of, and I don't want to have to do anything bad for the king. He's so good to me.
Didn't you question the boy about that?
Oh, the least precious. You could see he burst into tears. But Boleslav's given him a present of a hunting knife.
Devil, to make use of a frightened child. Well, I'll tackle him in the morning. Oh, what a day. But one I believe that is going to be the start of another peaceful chapter in our history. Unless...
Yes, Krog. Dear Krog. A strange sunset.
End to a strange day.
An end to much more for me.
Well, don't think you've seen the end of Henry the Fowler. They're all birds of a feather, your imperialists. Righteous to a degree and rascals in pursuit of what they see as right. It's going to be hard to see hundreds still roosting here and eating our grain while we pay in beef. Mm. All for the privilege of holy protection. Ah, but I must not trouble your Majesty's rest.
Oh, that's trouble beyond sleeping now.
Yet a good night to my beloved queen.
Beloved queen? Setting the clock back, old warhorse?
Good that I could. Sleep as you can. The night watch is still Bohemian, and it's watching the watchers.
When Wenceslas was too young to reign and I ruled, were you happier then?
Good God, need you ask?
And if Boleslav ruled?
Well, again, need you ask? Still too hot-headed.
I had to ask. Oh, open the door, Croc. I know who it is.
Come in, boy.
Samo, come here.
Yes, Majesty.
Samo, the king will be wanting his supper. Here's the wine in his silver cup, and here's the wheaten bread, and with it this cheese, which is an old favourite with him. Take them up, and take them in, and don't spill any on the way.
Majesty.
And Samo. Samo, this you must say to my dear son, the king, that I have not forgotten his birthday and all the hope born with him upon that day, and that my love for him remains as deep and as true as it is for Bohemia, and that is an end of it.
Boy, you're late. The king's been asking for you. Where have you been?
To your mother, sir, to fetch the king's supper.
And why aren't you wearing the dagger I gave you? Now watch out, you'll spill the wine. Wait. You say you fetched this bread and wine from my mother, not from the cook in the kitchens?
Yes.
She prepared it with her own hands?
It was for his birthday. Something special. Something...
Oh. Now sit there. I won't be long.
But...
Don't talk to anyone. You hear?
Sir.
Wait. Yes. I knew there were bound to be questions from Mother and you before the sky lost all its gold.
And if the question for me were not desperate, I would not interrupt you at your prayers.
Oh, I wasn't praying. I was simply kneeling by the window to see along the river to the ford.
Aye. King Henry's left a rear guard there, which was intended for a vanguard one day.
No. These are men of peace. Peace, Boleslav, is King Henry's aim, as mine.
Wenceslas, you know that whatever our differences may be, however violent our arguments, there is, and will always be in me, a real love of you.
Oh, I've never had any difficulty, Boleslav, in believing that you, in your hot heart, loved me.
Then in that love now, let me plead with you to make me a promise. It can be a private promise between us, that as soon as his army is beyond Bohemia, you will tear up this treaty with Henry, which I know he'll never on his side honor.
Are you asking me, the King of Bohemia, to break my solemn pledge to a great Christian king made after painful and full consideration? Where then would be the contract between princes and nations?
Look at me, brother. Look. I know my reputation for hot-headedness, but now, clearly and calmly, seeing more than you see and caring for Bohemia even more deeply than you.
Yes, for Bohemia. An idea, a pride, a principle, but not for its people.
Its people? Its land? Its history? Us? You? I tell you that if tonight, if now, you will not solemnly promise me that you will revoke this treaty, which takes away our ancient independence, then I will not answer for your life. In fact, I cannot.
Are you threatening me with death?
No. I am pleading with you for your life. Oh, Wenceslas, we know that we both came crying from the one woman's womb. I and me probably screaming. For it is I who have inherited the violence native in her. But now, if you will not be our passionate father's son and fight the invaders, then I cannot save you. Wenceslas, for God's sake...
My life is not in human hands alone. And I do fight. And the passion of our parents is in me. I fight. But the enemy I fight is deep in you, in me, and in all of us. A dragon of destruction who, if not fought off, will inevitably see the destruction of family, castle, land, and all the people, whoever they may be, of Bohemia, Moravia, Gaul, Saxony. Oh, certainly I am no hooded bird of prey tied to an emperor's wrist, nor am I the eagle on the battle banners of our heroic father, but neither am I the passionless dove you take me to be. For the dove of life, as my Christ knew, has all the passion of creation in it, for the rage of creation ran through the Creator in the making of man. I will create peace for this people, because their need is 7 more years of creative peace. 7 years to grow to the grace and strength where we may truly say, in our Bohemia is the new Eden, where men live to tend the garden that was God's and is ours, and where we take joy in the fruits of it.
If you so love,
as so obviously you do, the peasant life. Why not go and be a peasant? Let me, not Henry the Fowler, protect you. Keep your Christ. Renounce your crown. Live like a monk in the woods you love.
And Bohemia?
Leave her to me. Or else.
Or else.
Or else. Kill me and imprison our mother. Because neither of us will ever allow this subjection to the Empire to happen. This is despair, not hate of you. The coming day is your birthday. Make it a new beginning. Promise me to stand aside, as I know in your heart you would love to do. Be your man of peace, and appoint me, not our mother, to be your successor. Wenceslas.
Brother, no. God bless you for the love in this. But no. And good night.
Boy, why are you sitting here staring at the king's cup?
Prince Boleslav told me to wait here.
Boleslav?
Castellan Machi. When they say that Drahomira killed Ludmila...
Samo!
Yes, what about Drahomira? Samo!
Machi, the boy's wanted in there with the king's supper. Move, boy.
But Boleslav, the king's page comes under my orders.
And you may come under mine sooner than you think. So, go in, boy.
Oh, Samo, it's you. Samo, give me the... Thank you. Oh, it is a cold cup. Ha, take the poker here, push it in where the red embers are. That's it. I will show you how to mull a good cup of wine. Why are you so silent, Samo? You're not happy here, are you? Don't hold onto the poker so, or it'll burn you. When the other end is red hot, we take it up with this leather glove, and then we plunge it into this cup of wine to mull it. I have spices here in this little casket, see? Boy, have you nothing to say to me?
Majesty, your mother...
What of her?
She said to tell you that she'd not forgotten your birthday, and the hopes... She said the hopes born with you.
Yes. I know her hopes, Sam. Did she say anything more?
That she loves you.
Not something you believe, boy, is it?
No.
Well, that's honest. Yet it is true. My terrible mother terribly loves me. Now, take my cup in your hands again. In goes the spice. Hold it still. Now, see, the poker's red hot. Hold out the cup. Head back for the fizz. Smell the spice. Now, hand me the cup. Samo, I said, give me the cup. What's the matter with you, boy? Samo, in God's name!
Your Majesty!
Samo! I want to die!
The boy gulped my wine! When I tried to wrest the cup from him, he threw the contents onto the fire!
I want to die!
Quick, Beatrice, take the boy with you. Make him sick, make him vomit. Quickly!
Quickly, Samo, come!
And keep him with you. Let no others know. Beatrix tells me it was your mother prepared the cup tonight.
Oh, dear God, no.
And the food.
Who's there?
Mother.
Boleslav, is that you? Wait. When's the sass?
Mother. You had not expected to see me again, had you?
I was startled to see you standing there, like the ghost of your father.
The boy drank the wine. Yes, the boy. He will live. A pig ate the food. It is dead.
Why, mother?
Why ask when you know the answer? To save Bohemia.
By murder of your own son. at the risk of damnation to your own soul?
Better far that I, still loving you, should kill you now than that later the people in panic and hate should tear you to pieces.
That my people will never do.
They are not your people, they are Bohemia's people. Only you are through my folly in ceding the crown to you because of age and the advice of idiots.
They are mine, mother, only through a love which our crown has begun to mean and must go on meaning.
By selling their freedom, by crippling their native spirit through concessions to the creeping priests of Rome?
No.
Yes. I wished you dead. I wish you dead now if nothing will change your course. So, put me in chains. Kill me. For I will not change. And I will not wait to see here in life what so clearly I've seen in my dreadful dreams. I've seen Bohemians in screaming despair, swarming in their thousands from our forests out there, and on up here to kill their king. Kill me now, for I want to be our king's killer. Wenceslas.
Oh, you will not die. Not at my hands. Nor will Boleslav.
Boleslav did not know.
Oh, he knew. Or he guessed.
Where are you going? Wenceslas! Wenceslas!
Samo? Samo? It's all right. You'll be all right now. That was a brave thing to do. The king came in and he kissed your head as you slept. Archie, what is it? My sword.
My sword.
What's wrong?
Look. The king. Eh? He's walked out into the night going God knows where. How are you, boy?
I'm all right.
But, Archie, the king...
I'll come back as soon as I know where he's gone. Good boy, Samo. You've saved the king's life.
Has the king gone from the castle, eh?
Archie says so.
He'll come back, won't he?
Oh, of course. Now lie still. Boleslav, how dare you come in here without permission?
I want the boy.
No, he's sick.
I'm not sick now. And if you touch Lady Beatrix or me, I'll plunge this dagger into you.
So my own dagger is to dispatch me like a pig, huh? Spirit, eh? Well, young Bohemian, with the way things are moving, we'll need a few spirited Bohemians about, but...
Oh, Sam! Oh!
Young devil... Bind this up. If he's run off, I'll set the dogs on him.
No, Croc, no. Nor has Matty found which way he went.
And the boy?
Oh, Boleslav will start a full hunt for him in the morning. He's lost a lot of blood.
Do Boleslav good. But did Wenceslas give you no idea why or where?
Croc, we know why.
Yes, and so does Matty. Beatrix and the boy, too. Oh, this was ill-planned, Your Majesty. They'll have to be somehow silenced or word will get out. And his knights will get it to Henry in Saxony. Any attack on the king and the excuse for that invasion is there. Too soon, Drahomira, too soon. Ah, Boleslav, no news?
Mother, his monk's garb's gone.
Ah, then once again he'll be walking among his people like an unknown monk in the stupid belief that he can get to know the will of the people. And he's gone because he couldn't bear the truth, I told him.
What matters now is what we will do while he's gone, which is to prepare for war.
Yes. Listen to them. Listen. The Saxon fowler's sweet Christian knights encamp by the ford. And singing what? What song, mother, eh?
Our harvest festival song.
Sickle in the sheath? Yes, it is.
But how would they know it?
Probably schooling the song before they ever left Saxony.
Ah, sly, sly.
Sickening. So, while my holy brother is out of the way, let's get rid of these sly invaders.
No!
What? Have you weakened too?
No, let the big battle come, but I need more time to prepare.
Great God, man, you're in Bohemia now. Skip these singing throats tonight. Sound your war horns at dawn, and by noon there will be hundreds of men pouring forth from the forests, the meadows, the mountains.
Aye, men on foot, and mostly armed at best with dagger and spear. But those Saxons singing now are mostly mounted men and armored. The horses we have bred. But we are still breeding men who are able to ride to the sword and the lance. It needs training, it needs time, which, thank God, Wenceslas has given us.
Yes, till word gets back to Henry that Bohemia has no king.
All that Henry's Varanov need know is that Wenceslas has gone on a holy pilgrimage to various local shrines within the kingdom.
You, Boleslav, you will hunt down the boy and bring him here.
You will not, old woman. Now order me. I will do what I will do.
Boleslav! Prince Boleslav! If you defy the orders of our queen, I will be obliged to imprison you for treason. Your mother, our queen, voluntarily vacated the throne for your brother. He has gone, deserted the throne and the crown, and the throne reverts to...
God's mother. It is not only the Saxons who are sly, not just Henry the German who seeks a power that I am entitled to. An old devil who seeks it stands behind you now.
No. No, let him go. All his rage will be vented on the boy, if he finds him.
Uncle Yanni!
Why, all this marvellous. What have you dragged out here?
A surprise, Yanni, eh?
It's your own little donkey cart, decorated for the harvest festival.
And we're the donkeys to have dragged it right out here through the wood.
I wanted you, Uncle Yanni, to see how well Igor and I had decorated it.
Lord Tetter, I didn't know there were that many wild roses left in the forest.
There are.
Ah, she made most of them out of cloth.
A clever girl, isn't she? I suppose this flower of the flowers of the forest, Igor, will be all petalled up in her fancy dress and sitting on the cart the great day waiting... Shall we say expecting to be crowned Queen of the Harvest?
Don't be silly, Uncle Yanni.
It might be silly to expect anyone else to win.
Oh, don't be a donkey.
Well, I will be, more or less, for I'm to be the front part of the festival horse pulling this.
Well, stop the horseplay and let's have the food.
There's Samuel's letter. You said you wanted it, didn't you?
All right, read it over to me. All morning my old brain's been sawing and sawing away at the edges of what the boy meant by that bit about Prince Boleslav.
But it's Prince Boleslav I'm afraid of, and I do not want to have to do...
that's it.
Anything bad for the king.
Anything bad for the king. See, it worries you too, doesn't it?
Do you think you should go up to the castle?
Dear God!
What is it?
That's Samuel, look! He's coming through the trees.
Petra! Uncle Yanni! Uncle Yanni!
Boy, what in the great God's name are you doing down here?
I've run away! Last night!
You've run away from the castle?
Oh, Samuel!
You young idiot! What do you want to do? Shame your family and bring the king's anger down upon me?
No, you don't understand.
I'll understand, all right, and so will you when I get you up there.
No!
And... what did you say?
You don't understand. I can't go back.
Samuel.
Why not, Samuel?
They kill me.
Who?
Dravomira, Boleslav, Baron Krok.
The king wouldn't...
The king's gone.
Gone?
Dear God, he's not...
Oh, no, he's not dead. But Dragomir tried to...
Hush, boy. Hold your tongue. And come with us back to the hut. Come, boy.
But Uncle Yanni, where could I go?
All right. Just let's get you out of sight.
I didn't mean to come here and bring trouble to you, Uncle Yanni. But when I swam the river, I was so cold.
All right.
I left my tabard by the river shore so they'd think I drowned.
All right, we'll work on that. Just be quiet, boy, and do as you've been told.